Good morning, Len. How are you?
Good morning, Len.
Hey, morning, guys. Happy to talk to you from Philadelphia. Looking forward to a fun series.
Yeah, let's hope so. And, you know, it's funny because we keep talking about the Cubs on the road and what's going wrong and all that stuff. And they come back and win that game down 3-0 and come back. And obviously the big Chris Bryant home run. And you keep thinking, is that the turning point? Oh, they split that series. Is that the turning point? And now here you are in Philadelphia. And this is a big series. And certainly Philadelphia, they're in kind of a must-win situation. The Cubs want to keep their lead. Have they had their turning point? Do we know what the turning point is anymore? And how many times do we have to ask that question?
Yeah, no, I don't think we know what the turning point is on the road, if there is one. But the Phillies have been struggling here the last week or so. The Pirates have been probably the worst team in baseball in the second half. So you're 2-2 with six games to go on this trip. And, you know, I think you'd feel a little disappointed if at the very least you don't go 3-3. But I think 4-2 or better feels right for this week. So it's kind of all set up that way. But as we know, that's not how baseball always plays out.
A little bit of a homecoming for Joe Maddon was at Hazleton yesterday for a charity event that he sponsors every year, Len. And I think, obviously, with the Philadelphia close to Hazleton, a lot of attention paid Joe Maddon. What was your reaction to his pregame comments the other day about his status in limbo and the contractual kind of conversation that's been going on this week in Chicago?
Well, it just sounded to me like he's positive about how things have gone this year and certainly would love to be here for at least a few more years. But, you know, without any sort of real clarification, I think you go into these final 6 weeks or so of the regular season and then hopefully a deep October run, and then the Cubs will figure out and Joe will figure out kind of what the future is after the season. But it's been a topic this year. I don't think it's been as big a topic as maybe I anticipated. And it'll continue to maybe grow depending on how it goes down the stretch. But, you know, if you get to the playoffs for a fifth consecutive year, every year under Joe, I'd have a hard time believing that a lot would change this offseason. But you never know.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. We just talked to Richard Justice, and he said the idea that a manager like Joe is given kind of a year to play out the contract, that can't sit well with him if you gave him the lie detector test. And I don't know that, you know, you just don't know how everyone reacts to everything. I think Joe's optimism might not, you know, the timing of it might not sit well with Cubs management. And we were talking this morning about who makes that final call. And I got to think it's Theo, because I got to think that Tom Ricketts would go along with Theo over what Joe wanted. I don't know. Who's in charge?
Well, I think that it comes down to Theo and Joe having that conversation. And obviously, you know, Theo's in charge of the baseball mm-hmm. operations. And I think they'll have that conversation after the season. It's a bit of a two-way street in that, you know, your manager has to want to come back, but I think that's the case. And, you know, I trust both guys. I trust certainly Theo to understand what he wants to be in that role moving forward. There's been a lot of success here, but, you know, we don't know all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and kind of what the future not only of the sport, but, you know, how you want to handle this roster moving forward. But I don't think anyone would argue with the fact that it's gone really well here over these 5 years. And I think right now there's a singular focus on getting as deep as you can in the playoffs. And, you know, I don't know if any decisions have been made. I think it's very possible that a lot of those conversations and a lot of those determinations will be made simply after the season.
Len, the focus on tonight is National Left-Handers Day. So obviously Jose Quintana and Jason Vargas will go against each other, two lefties. And Quintana has been so good lately. The last seven starts, the Cubs haven't lost, and he has been more in command and more consistent. What has been the reason for his turnaround? And do we often overlook him when we talk about, boy, you know, everyone wants to project the Cubs' rotation in the playoffs and who's top and who's at the bottom? Quintana's name rarely comes up when you're talking about the most consistent starters, and yet the last seven starts, he's been that guy.
I'll answer the second part first. He's been way underrated, I think, probably throughout his Cubs tenure. The first answer is run support. I don't think he was as bad in the previous, you know, seven or eight starts. He maybe had a clunker or two, but the Cubs were not scoring a ton of runs. And over the last half dozen or so, they've given him a ton of support. He just goes out there and gives you a chance to win. And depending on how many runs you score, you win that day or you lose. You know, he hasn't been ace-like, but he certainly hasn't been a guy you ever worry about, you know, shouldn't take a start. It's 32 assignments a year, a lot of consistency. Very quiet, professional, goes about his job the way you would want most pitchers to do it. And I think for that reason, maybe gets overlooked.
Yeah, I think that you look at the pitching, and that is the key to pretty much everything going on. And we look at the bullpen, and we don't know who's available and who isn't. We know who's hurt and who's resting and who's going to be back and maybe who's not going to be back. Is there any understanding of when that bullpen will be up and running and everybody healthy?
Well, the interesting part is it hasn't been healthy here the last week or so, and the performance has been excellent. Rowan mm-hmm. Wick, in particular, has really stepped up, and I think Joe loves what he sees, and he's a guy who has gained a ton of responsibility. You know, you're going to probably get Brandon Kinstler back this week at some point. Kyle Ryan likely to come off the bereavement list, I think, tonight. Craig Kimbrell, not quite as sure when he will be back. It sounds like it will be a little bit more than the 10-day minimum. Pedro Strop getting a save on Sunday I thought was very encouraging, not only personally for him, but gives you another option that you had early in the year, but kind of lost when he got hurt and then, you know, has kind of lost that responsibility. So I think bullpen-wise, you feel pretty good about what they've been able to do even dealing with this adversity. And don't forget what Alec Mills did on Saturday night. He took four innings in a blowout loss, and that made sure all those guys that Joe wanted to use on Sunday were available, and they were able to come back and get that win as a result.
Len, is there an expectation the National League's going to catch up to Nick Castellanos, or is this hot streak going to continue because he's been sizzling?
Wow, he has been so good. Has been arguably the Cubs' best offensive player since they got him. I'm sure there's going to be a catch-up process. And, you know, against the lefty tonight, he'll certainly be in there. And he started every game and batting second since he got here. The Hayward-Castellanos combination is intriguing. Jason, actually, his numbers are down a little bit since he took over the leadoff spot. But I think Joe is committed to leaving him there for the time being, and I like the profile. But, yeah, Castellanos has hit not only for average, but the power has been incredibly impressive. And I was looking at a StatCast number yesterday. He has the most barreled outs in baseball, I believe, in the StatCast era, which means you do wow. you do the math, and a barrel means, you know, the combination is it's almost like a 1,000% chance you're going to get a hit. And his batting average on barrels is 700, which is about 100 points lower than average. And a lot of that is Comerica Park. So you get him out of that ballpark. You know, he loves to hit the ball to right center, and he's now starting to be rewarded for that. And I think that's why this acquisition really made a lot of sense.
Len, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Len.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you next week, guys.
That is Len Casper. Always good to talk to Len.
Did you see what Ron Gardenhire said after the Tigers hit four home runs the other night at Comerica Park? He said, I hope Nick was watching. Took a little swipe at Castellanos. Good-naturedly, but I think he made his point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.